you come to realize that you're adaptive. You can change, you can adjust, you can adjust to circumstance. So you gather knowledge and get kendamoente, knowledge about your purpose, knowledge about yourself. You come to know you can modify your life purpose based upon circumstance. You gather knowledge about that. But in doing that, you come to realize now that you're fulfilling your spiritual purpose, that you're doing your life purpose. You're doing it. There might be others doing something similar, but you're doing it in the way that you and the Creator talked about you coming here. So, in the knowledge gathering time of your life, you gather knowledge about yourself. You come to realize that you are the gift to this creation. As a child, you heard that children are the gift to this creation. At this time in your life, you see that you are this gift to this place. And we say that Maslow guy in his hierarchy. This is where you can become self-actualized. You know everything about yourself. In fact, we say that you come to understand your effect on the sacred. It's your spirit that activates the sacred. When you sit down beside a sacred drum and you start singing a song and you beat it, it's your spirit that activates that secret song, that sacred sound. You activate the sacred. So you come to realize that relationship with the sacred here. Your spirit activates the sacred, and the sacred in return activates you. So you become fully confident in who you are. Everything here in this creation now you feel like is yours. This creation belongs to you. Now that you're here, and you've become a fully evolved human being that you and the Creator talks about, that's not a finish line. It's not the climb to the top of the mountain and finish the climb.